Your foot, no, you just go straight and you go along this way.
And here they come.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Chris.
Oh, okay, it's working now. Okay. Hi, is Alyssa?
Yeah.
Is it Alyssa or Alyssa?
Alyssa.
Alyssa, okay, I just want to make sure. Sorry. Sometimes I'm horrible with names, so I apologize. So, my name is Chris. I'm one of the pricing directors in the area. I know you were speaking to Tara. She does a pretty good job of, you know, explaining the basics of what we do. And she did put here in the notes, you guys are fairly new in business, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So junk removal is actually a really good business to get into. There's not a lot of, you know, like, there's a lot of profit, but, you know, as far as, like, you know, the equipment is not a lot. It's just the truck and so forth, but it's a profitable business. I see you guys have a website as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got it. All right, so are you guys using anything online to, you know, to get clients? Or I see you have a Facebook listing, but besides the website, the Facebook listing, do you have anything else online that I'm missing?
It's mostly just word of mouth, Facebook. We have family members who are in their own businesses, so we get referrals a lot.
Gotcha.
They have separate businesses that are not the same, but...
Right.
They kind of partner with us if they need anything removed from the site.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, well, you know, the way that this would work for your business in a nutshell is anytime anyone's looking for junk removal, and then you're in the city of Belton, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. What, you know, how far are you guys willing to travel for new clients?
As of right now, we go about an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay. Got it. Okay, but what besides Belton, what other city do you guys usually go to that's close to?
I'm not quite sure of the counties. I know it's around in Anderson County.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
I'm not familiar with all the counties here.
No, it's okay. No worries. Well, the reason why I ask, for example, you got companies like Dino Junk Removal LLC. There's 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I mean, that's a pretty huge company. It's all over the place. You got a couple other companies that are coming up, you know, for junk removal in the area. So basically, in a nutshell, what we would do for your business is we get your company programmed in on that first page of Google, okay? So what this would do for your business is anytime anyone's looking for junk removal or they're looking for any of the services that you offer, we are going to make sure that you guys are coming up as a top recommended option, right? So I would say about 80 to 90% of the purchases are done or start and stop on the first page. It's like you and I, you know, when we're looking for a restaurant, where we're looking for a steakhouse, you know, if we're looking for a hotel, or we got a flat tire, so we got to look for, you know, a place where you can swap out the tire or get it fixed, you're looking on Google, right? So that's exactly where we would place your company, on that first page of Google. And then we would get you programmed in. So first waste, junk removal, building material, if you're doing post-construction cleanup, stuff like that. If you're doing the hauling, I don't know if you're also, are you also guys renting like dumpsters as well or no?
We own a truck and a dump trailer.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that's awesome. So yeah, we can definitely get you listed for those types of services you offer. And then you guys also have a Facebook business page, which is really good. What we would do is we would get that program to run Facebook retargeting ads. And those are pretty scary, like in a good way, right? Because if someone's looking for junk removal on Google, we'll make sure that populates a listing or an ad on your Facebook, on their Facebook feed. So those work very well. And then we also put you on Yelp. We'll put you on Apple Maps for the iPhone users. We'll get you on Amazon Alexa, Google Home, and then Bing, which is another search engine through Microsoft. So with this, what you would be doing is you would be promoting your own company as a sole entity, right? You wouldn't have to promote your company with an application or a different company promoting your business. You're pretty much promoting, you know, H&H Junk Removal as a sole entity directly on Google, okay? So there's no charge per lead, per phone call, any of that. It's a flat rate, and what we do is we essentially get you on a month-to-month basis. You know, there's no long-term contracts, but we want to make sure that you're sticking with us at least 3 months verbally so you can see the results that it's going to profit for you, right? Now, quick question for you. As far as you told me a little bit more about the distance, are you guys licensed and insured or not quite yet?
We're not quite there yet. We're making sure that we can long enough to do so.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. No worries. That's completely fine. There's no, you know, that's not necessary at all whatsoever. Okay. And then I see you guys have, yeah, you guys got your dump trailers there. You guys have a lot of pictures on Facebook, which is really good. And then the website, are you guys, still like building it out as well? Or is it?
Yeah.
The reason, yeah, okay, got it. Yeah, cause I see it's just, I don't see like a gallery section or like a about us or services, right? But it looks like you guys just started it up not too long ago, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's completely fine. So something like this, as far as pricing, everything's on a month-to-month. There's no long-term contracts. You're looking at $299, and that's I could definitely save you some money because we don't have to build a website for you. You already have one. I see that you have it powered through Wix. I think it's a Wix website. Right, okay, gotcha. So, yeah, so once again, usually we add websites for you to rank on Google, but in this case, since you guys have one and you're working on that, we don't have to charge you to build a website for you. So you're looking at $299, and that would be, you know, like $10 per day if you kind of divide it within 30 days. And this is what the season's coming up because, you know, people are getting their tax returns. You know, you got spring, summer coming up around the corner. People want to really be outside, and they have a bunch of junk that they got to get rid of, but nobody wants to get rid of stuff during the winter, right? People just stay in-house. So when it comes to junk removal in the area, I know it's something that's going to be a profitable service that people, you know, want to look for. And, you know, the best way to go is just to have your company listed on Google so that way you're coming up when people are looking for the services that you provide, right? So, now, for something like that, is that something you see value in for the business?
Definitely in the future, sure.
Gotcha. You mentioned the future. What would the different, like, what does the future look like for the business?
So many jobs that we can't keep up.
Oh, so you have so many jobs. Oh, you mean you want so many jobs that you can't keep up, or you're saying you have a lot of jobs you can't keep up now?
Yeah, you got most ideal. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what everybody would like.
Gotcha. Okay, yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, when it comes to Google, you'll have a steady flow of business coming in. It's not like you're going to get inundated with a bunch of phone calls either. You know, it's at a pace, but, you know, coming up as a top recommended option, that's where, you know, like I said, most people are starting and stopping a search directly on that first page. Nobody goes past the first. People don't go to the second, third, or fourth pages. You know, that's the most profitable type of, you know, marketing you can have is being on Google. Other platforms, they actually buy a listing on Google, like HomeAdvisor, Angie's, and then they're selling the leads to you, or depending on what package you go from them. But that's, you're promoting your company through them. This would be promoting your company directly through Google without having any ties to, you know, anybody promoting your business through their app or through their platform. It's just directly, you know, directly placing your company on that first page. So, I mean, is that something you feel would be good for your business now, or is it? What are your thoughts on something like that?
We could definitely reconnect a future date, and, you know.
All right. So, hey, I'm going to move on to a different company. I'll send you my contact information, and if something changes, you can always reach out and check availability. Okay? Does that sound fair to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for your time. You have a good, beautiful weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.